Hey, welcome to Dudes Ripping Brews. We're the Brewly Boys. We got a full crew again this week. We got Marius.
What up?
Jim.
Yo.
And Cozy's here again.
Crunkfest 99.
Hell yeah. So the last thing that Jim said before, yo, did he just say yo?
I think he said
whatever word he said for hi or hello, yo. The last thing he said was, dude, you guys can feel free to talk about my wolf t-shirt.
No. He did say that. In typical Jim fashion, yeah. So Jim.
He's laughing because he's
because we were talking about stuff to talk about.
You guys could talk about my wolf t-shirt.
Yeah.
If you don't know Jim, he's obsessed with wolves.
Let's
for some
talk
reason.
About your wolf t-shirt.
Yeah, Jim, go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
You guys are asses.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna take a nap.
This is a t-shirt that I got at the local bar, LBM. Shout out, great cocktail bar. They got a really badass wolf t-shirt. I saw it there when I was there like 6 months ago, and I thought, I gotta fucking have that. We went there last night.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it. Went and there last night.
He had it.
In fashion, I fucking bought it. Everybody wanted to make fun of me. They thought I was a dork. But fuck you guys. Double middle fingers. I look the coolest out of all you guys here. So fuck you guys.
Yep. So Jim looks the coolest. What's next?
all right. So Cozy brought this really new beer from Great Lakes.
Yeah, so this is their Triple Dog Dare, which is a Belgian triple. But this one has been aged in rum barrels for 7 months. So
he just cracked this and he poured it for us, and it tastes, or I didn't taste it yet, but it smells like a shot of rum.
Straight rum.
I'm excited.
Now this, I will say this is warmed up a bit.
Yeah.
But still, you still kind of get the same impression. I have some questions after I hear what you guys think about it.
It tastes like rum.
I'm pretty sure you poured us some liquor.
Okay. All right. So, sorry.
Go ahead.
I sort of agree with what they're saying. It tastes very boozy and very rum-like, but I think it's delicious.
I do too.
I think it's delicious.
You have to like rum probably to like this.
Yeah, and it has that nice, I don't know if this is spiced rum, but it tastes like spiced rum to me. And I'm getting some vanilla in there.
Yes.
And so I'm definitely getting some like wood taste too.
So I'll tell you, I was with four people when I bought this, and they were given some samples. And I was the only one that liked it, but I was buying it anyway. So let me first ask you guys, what would you rate it 1 out of 10?
Well, for the style, I don't really like triples, like, at all.
Sure.
One of my least favorite styles. So I would say that, like, if I'm rating it as a triple, I'm going to say this is like an 8 or a 9. I think this is really good.
4. 3.
Yeah. Shit. Wow.
It's a very polarizing beer. Yeah. I mean, I would be up with Tim saying like 8.5, 9.
I think this is really tasty.
So let me ask you a different question, though. What would you think if this same beer was bourbon barrel aged?
Probably think, also a 3.
No, it has.
Do you think it'd be better or worse?
Worse.
Yes, I agree.
Worse.
Nothing to do with the rum taste, I think. I get it in the front. Obviously, you get a lot of rum, and that's cool. I get what they're going for, and I actually kind of like it because I enjoy rum, but I think the back end tastes shitty.
I agree.
Really? Yes. I just get tons of rum.
I don't know if that's the wood. I don't know if it's the wood on the back or what, but I don't like the back of this at
all. You don't like wood?
You do?
Love wood.
Love wood. Yeah. So they've done this beer before bourbon barrel aged, is why I asked that. And I was curious, according to Beer Advocate, the bourbon barrel aged got like very, very slightly higher ratings.
Really? What was the score, do you know?
The bourbon barrel was like 4.05, and the rum was like 3.9, high nines.
I typically only like rum when they're in tiki drinks.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
Let's go to Porco. So,
let me ask you one more question.
Tim said it. Roll it. He said, let's go.
I don't know if anyone saw it. So what would you guess the ABV is on this?
Well, this has got to be up there, right? I mean, we're talking about teens for sure.
I'm going to say 11.
I'm going to say 12.
Fuck it. I'll say 13.
So I would have agreed if I didn't already read it.
So it's only 6.
9.5.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was teens.
It's definitely surprising, but I mean, for a triple, usually those are around a 9. That makes sense. 8, 9, 10.
So, what do you guys think this got on Rape Beer?
I don't know. 45, I don't like it.
So 45.
Gonna, I don't know.
90.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's a solid beer for what it is, but not everyone likes the style, and not everyone likes rum.
Are there a lot of beers that you see sub 60 or even sub 80?
Yes.
Really?
A lot. A lot.
Everything that I look up on there is always really good.
No.
Because I'm usually looking it up because I'm like, this is good. What's it say on Rape Beer?
Right. No, there's a lot of beers that get like 40s and 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate, so I actually got this. We had some friends in from Philly. Which I know in the last podcast we talked about Philly cheesesteaks, which is something we talked about.
So they live in Philly? Yum.
They live in Philly.
Do they get whiz on their cheesesteaks?
yes, but they. I want to make sure I get the names right. Jim's or Joe's?
Jim's. Jim's on South, dude.
Yeah, it's right on South Street, man.
Yeah, so you know, we plan on going on a trip and actually trying that. But
we're gonna go there.
So the guy has some ties to Northeast Ohio, and he said his favorite brewery is Great Lakes.
That's crazy to me.
So we went on a tour, and I would say Great Lakes. I think Marius, you've done the tour, right?
I have, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Great Lakes kind of has some of the cooler history of a lot of the breweries you'd hear. So I would definitely check it out. But that's one of the things they're doing now in Cleveland is the Cleveland Brewery Passport.
Which is super awesome.
Yeah.
We've been to other cities that had it. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it on a previous podcast.
Akron, they had it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Akron has it. It's all of Summit County, which is the county that Akron's in. And basically, it's a big list of all the breweries in the area. And you go to them, you get them stamped. Mm-hmm. And Cleveland just started doing it.
And you got to do it like within a certain time period.
I think you get a whole year.
Yeah, you get a year.
Right,
Yeah, so love it. I love it because I can go to all these breweries that I've been before, but now I have a purpose.
You're gonna get a hat.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna get a hat at the end.
Getting that hat, baby.
But also, it's cool because
I think it's cooler just to do it.
It makes you want to go to the ones that you maybe haven't been to.
Yeah.
Or the ones you're like, you know what? I've been here. It's not that good. Let me go try it again.
Yep.
That's actually a great point, Jim. Yeah, because I've already been to some of them.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm not going to name any names, but
they've
kind of like reassured what I thought of them. But it's still.
So you gave them a second chance, though. So that's what's
great.
I did
give them a second chance.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I went to 3 yesterday that I had never been to. So I went to Jolly Scholar.
That's cool.
I went to Bottle House in Cleveland Heights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't go to the Lakewood one. Okay.
Well, Cleveland because Heights we were in the area. Brewery.
And then Boss Dog.
Which is newer, which is...
Where's that?
Yeah, it's less than a year. So it's Cedar Lea
area. Oh, cool area.
Bottle House and Boss Dog are like just basically opposite sides of the Cedar Lea.
Boss Dog is such a weird name for a brewery.
I kind of like it.
I would say, though...
Dude, Boss Dog,
I'm
going to
call
one
Boss Wolf.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
So I would say out of the three, though, my favorite would be Boss Dog.
Boss Wolf would be even cooler, though.
It's two brothers that opened it. Boss Wolf. Then he could get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
He'll make his own t-shirt.
Make my own,
right?
Yeah.
No, it was pretty cool. They have the whole, like, garage feel. Like, there's, like, garage doors that open up. There's an outdoor patio.
Yeah.
Their beer was more eclectic than the other ones as far as, like, beer styles, whereas, like, Bottle House was a lot of, like, sours and meads and ciders.
Yeah. They're huge on meads. I mean, their Lakewood location is a mead house, essentially.
Yeah,
right. We went there together.
Yeah, we've been there.
I mean, it's...
I've never been.
It's like a weird place because every time I've been there, they've been like really dead.
Yeah.
And like it was just like me and the people we're with and like two other people.
I've for whatever reason, I always end up at their local location like right when they open. like at 4 p.m. or something. I'm like,
that's
because
you get off
there.
So early from work.
Yeah, on Saturday. Yeah, so, yeah.
Or that's just right when he wakes up.
That's true. I've been there. The thing that's cool about it is they do like board games and stuff there, which is kind of neat. I don't know. It's cool. Like the beer that I've had there was all right. It didn't blow me away.
I've had some pretty good beers.
Yeah. So I'll tell you guys something funny. So yesterday we're at Jolly Scholar. And the lady that is the bartender, we give her our passports to stamp, and she says, "Oh, this is so cool. We've actually had people in here." And by the way, this passport program's only been going on for like a month, right?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
We've had people in here on their second and third passports.
What? That's insane.
I'm like, what the fuck do you do with your time?
No, that's not.
So now part of me wanted to make an excuse and go, maybe they forgot and they were saying, this is my third passport.
No, you should have said, this is, well, this is my fifth passport.
Right? I'm a bigger deal. I have more free time than any of these other people. I just thought that was interesting. She's like, yeah, we've had plenty of people come in on their second and third passports. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? There's 30 fucking breweries on here.
It's like more than a brewery a day.
That can't be true. That has to be something like what Tim did. He got his first passport, got a stamp in it, and then went to another place and got a brand new passport.
Because he forgot his passport at the other place.
Well, yeah. So I was there, and I was with somebody that didn't have a passport. I was like, hey, can we get a passport? And I was only expecting one. I said a passport, and they brought two. Yeah. One for them, one for me.
And that was probably a platform. It was a platform. Place that you're at every weekend.
Right. It was a platform. Yeah, yeah. So now I have a platform stamp. And
you know what? You should go there, and every time you go there, you should say, you know what? This is my fifth passport. This is my sixth passport.
Just keep asking.
And then people start
telling
stories about
you. This is my seventh passport completed.
It's just my seventh time at platform.
Just by the end of it, you'll be a legend. You'll be like, this guy got 30 passports.
I can complete that in like a month.
Yeah.
I go to every brewery in Cleveland twice a month. Fantastic.
This brings up a good point. You know, I think we've been talking amongst ourselves about this, but we all love this passport idea and exploring new breweries, obviously. So I think what we're going to do for all of our listeners out here, I think we're going to pick a day and we're going to go to some breweries and we're going to invite you guys to come out there and meet us. Get your passport stamped. We'll get our passport stamped and you can hang out with us.
Yeah, do a little crawl.
Well, essentially.
So we rarely get out to the east side. We were talking about maybe doing Willoughby Brewing Company.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then they also, what was the other one that's out there?
I think Brim.
Brim. So right Brim's there. Out there, and Cleveland Brewery is in Euclid.
Yep.
So we were talking about maybe doing one where we do all three of those in the same night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be a really fun way to meet our fans, and you guys can meet us. And so I would just say kind of just follow us on Instagram. We'll definitely post on there when we're going to do this. And we'd love to, like,
it'll be within the next month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now I would say, too, if anyone has any suggestions of breweries that you would like us to go to, maybe we could kind of crowdsource where we want to go.
Platform.
All right.
Outside of our group.
Those three will definitely be on the list, though, and then maybe somewhere after that.
Although, I will say, Platform might be a good spot because there's like five breweries within a mile.
25th is a good spot. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to email us, if you have any suggestions, what would work for you, any breweries that you love in Cleveland that you want us to actually go to and actually hang out with you at, hit us up at brewly@brewlyboys.com. That's Brewly, Brewly. Or follow us on Instagram at brewlyboys.
Yep.
Yeah, send us a message on there.
So I think we want to do this by the end of
the summer, right?
Yeah, before Labor Day.
Yeah. Well, I would say maybe just slightly after, like within maybe the end of September, based on what people say.
Yeah, when the weather's still nice. Because some of these breweries are super small unless their patio's open. If their patio's open, there's so much more space. Yeah. So if we are going to draw some people there, it'd be great to have a spot with a patio.
Because Labor Day's only in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah,
that's true.
We got to be careful with that. So
that's not
so
true.
Within, yeah, it is. So let's say within the next like 6 weeks. No, but let's find out let's find out when people are available. But we'll post it. We'll make
Know follow us on Instagram. We'll definitely post something on there, and you can DM us, email us, all that good stuff.
Slide into our DMs, dude.
Yeah, dude. We want to meet you
and your girl.
Yeah. What?
I didn't say it.
That was Jim.
All right, I want some more beer. You got some?
Yeah,
it's changing the subject.
We do.
You guys want to take a break? And then we'll.
Why don't we take a break? We'll pour out some new beer, and then we'll get to some new topics.
Sex box.
Hey, welcome back. This is Dudes Ripping Brews.
That's us.
Hey. Hey, this is Dudes Ripping Brews.
All right.
WFFM.
W Dicks.
W D I X.
Tim, you poured us a beer. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. Well, Cozy has a can. You can go ahead and read it.
I have a can. It is called Formidable Cool by Platform Brewing Company. It is a milkshake IPA. It's got some Pilsner and oats, probably a crap ton of oats.
Yeah.
Looks pretty opaque. It's got five different hops in it, including Comet,
Any Azaka in there?
Comet, Centennial, Amarillo, Citra, and Equinox.
Ooh, strikeout for Marius.
Equinox. But ooh, it also has lactose, peach puree, vanilla bean. So I'm excited because I kind of like the peach flavor.
Yeah.
And they brewed it with a yeast that I am about to brew with for the first time. Voss Quike.
Oh, the Quike yet?
Voss Quike, which is, if anyone's had Aloha Sculpin, I know uses that. I don't know if the regular Sculpin does. But.
Well, the yeast is, the interesting part about it is, so it's a Norwegian yeast, but it can ferment.
Like up to almost 100 degrees.
Yeah, really? Anything at any temperature, and it gives no off flavors, supposedly. That's actually one of the yeasts I was looking at for our new our brewed IPA, Jim. But this yeast is weird.
So is it like an up and coming thing?
Yeah. Well, it's becoming more popular. Like Platform uses it quite a bit, but supposedly at any temperature, not any temperature, like the range is something like between 65 and 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
There's no noticeable difference in performance. That's which amazing. Is really interesting.
And so it works super quick. Like, it'll ferment your beer in a day or two.
We need to use this.
And I want to say that, if I'm not mistaken, this is the yeast strain that they previously thought was like a bacteria, like a wild yeast strain.
And they're like, oh, wait a second. It's actually yeast. Yeah.
So kind of interesting, but this is a milkshake IPA, so it has lactose, so it has a bigger body.
Yep.
What do you guys think?
Bad.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to speak for the group here, and I'm just going to say we all really liked milkshake IPAs when they first came out.
Good idea.
I think we've all very quickly jumped off that bandwagon.
Hallelujah.
However,
preach it.
I think this is a good one. This is the only one that I've thought is pretty good.
It's way too sweet.
It's sweet, but it also has
cool
adjuncts in there. The peach and vanilla in there. I think
it's not too sweet. It's not too heavy.
Yeah, and
that's my problem with a lot of the milkshake IPAs Marius, you don't drink coffee.
Correct.
You guys drink coffee, Jim and Tim, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But have you ever had artificial sweetener in your coffee?
Yes, I don't like it.
And it's freaking gross.
I like black coffee, so no, okay. Actually, I haven't.
Exactly. But have you had artificial sweetener in
things before? Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know if it's the hops interacting with the lactose. I think that a lot of milkshake IPAs taste like they're filled with artificial sweetener, and I think it's gross.
I think it tastes a little bit off.
No, right? I think this one's okay.
Brewers are trying to make this work, but it's just a little bit off, I think.
It's just too sweet. The hops aren't. They don't balance it right. It's way too sweet.
There's some good milkshake IPAs out there, but like
we had a coconut one on the podcast. That was good, like a couple months ago. So, it was a pina colada.
Yeah, so milkshake. That worked. But I think like I can't believe I'm saying returning to a base style of New England IPA.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
I generally like those hazy IPAs, maybe without as many adjuncts.
Dude, I'm burping up rum.
That last beer.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Like straight rum.
I think this isn't that sweet for a milkshake IPA. I'm okay
sweet.
With it, but I wouldn't order a second one. I'm happy with my 3 ounces
I have. I feel like this is just like a sugar bomb in my mouth. It's so too much. It's like
Can we compare this?
I'll give you a sugar bomb in your mouth.
Ooh.
There's two bottles. Okay, yeah, so Cozy also, because he knew we were drinking this, so we wanted to compare a milkshake IPA, a commercial example of one, versus a New England IPA, which it's very similar. I don't know if anybody said it, I didn't hear anybody say it. It's basically the same beer, except the milkshake IPA has lactose in it, which is why it's called milkshake. So it's much sweeter, because lactose is very sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the simplified version of it. Breweries will definitely do their own thing, but that is one of the big difference, which is the unfermentable sugars which you put in there, in this case lactose, making it a milkshake IPA.
Right. So all right, now we're pouring up Cozy Juice, which if you listen to the last podcast this is a beer that obviously Cozy brews because it's Cozy Juice.
It's
kind of gross
that, it doesn't like, have my actual juice in it. Yeah.
It sounds like it though. Like the name is kind of weird because Cozy's kind of gross.
Here's what I think.
Cozy Juice is like sweat from his armpits.
Yeah, here's what I think happens.
Or somewhere else.
When Cozy brews this, he brews just a beer, like a good New England IPA beer, and then he has like a giant, like take him and like wring him out like a towel, and all the juice like drips in the beer from Cozy.
What's that towel wringing up?
Sweat.
Sweat, jizz.
I mean, bodily fluids.
On a side note, while we're pouring it here,
ew.
For the Iron Brewer competition, Marius made a label that was like Space Jam. And if anyone has watched that movie,
Michael's Secret Stuff.
Yeah, it's made with Michael's Secret Stuff.
Yeah.
And my actual name is Michael. So people see the label and go,
I never heard that.
Dude,
name.
What's the secret stuff? And I'm like, There isn't. It's just a fucking label. And
you
like,
don't want to know.
But, dude, your name's Michael. What is it? And I'm
That's
like,
what you should say. You don't want to know.
It's my fucking jizz. Anyway, so this is not a milkshake IPA.
But it's a New England IPA. It's very opaque. It looks jizzy white.
But it's also, it's very bright colored.
Yeah, right. Also on our last podcast, you mentioned how you got dinged for being too dark.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, how
so
that's
this
possible.
Definitely wasn't the right beer.
This is lighter than like a blonde ale.
Yeah, it's super, and you know, it's like really. I mean, it's not like super bright, but it's like yellow.
Tastes like Cozy.
It's yellow.
Yeah.
Well, and it's
if that's
different.
Not Cozy, I don't know what it is.
So the difference in a milkshake and a traditional New England IPA, if there is a thing, is the absence of lactose. Yeah. Lactose doesn't ferment out, so a milkshake IPA has that, and it's actually sweeter. Whereas this is just like a full-bodied IPA with a lot of haze.
That's good.
Oats.
That is really... I just sipped it. That is good.
It's Cozy. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, don't. Lie to me.
This beer...
Lie to him, please.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's so good.
It's really good. This is cool that we had it right after a milkshake IPA, too.
Yeah.
Because we can see where the milkshake IPA... we get that sweetness, and it's essentially just from the lactose. It's essentially just from the adjuncts. Where here we get like that juicy, almost sweetness from the hops, right? It's very hop-driven beer.
You know what I think is kind of cool about our group? I think we're all starting to develop our signature beers.
Yep.
And Cozy, this is definitely yours. Like, I think, you know, it's cool to see like people gravitate towards specific styles and beers and... I mean, this is one that you've definitely perfected over the last 6-8 months, and I mean, I can tell that you've been tinkering with it, and it's just better and better every time I have it, and I gotta say, well done, man.
So what's everybody else's? You say has their own.
Well, I mean, I think you guys can guess what mine. I actually have a few that are kind of my signatures.
You
have Boggy's Gym,
because that's the only brew.
I would say,
And Marius.
That's not the only brew. I just won a gold medal on a porter, so fuck you. Well, big medal figure.
But we've all won gold medals on other beers, though, too.
And Marius, I think that yours would probably be the Grotzer. It's a very unique style. And
just because
it's
unique.
Yeah.
Tim, at first I wanted to say jalapeno wheat, but I know we brewed that together first. It's like me. Like, I'm the only one that brews Six City Pale Ale. I don't think that's my beer.
Right,
but
it's very similar. Yeah.
Like Session 69 has always been your brainchild, even though we brewed it together. Maybe even the Apricot Blonde.
Yeah,
but it's cool.
I would say Session would be my signature beer.
Yeah, yeah.
69.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I would say so. And I think, you know, should the day come that we open a brewery, it's kind of cool because we all have very different specialty styles. Which
right,
is kind of cool.
They're happen. All different. They're all different, and it's cool because one of them's a fucking lager.
Right?
Yeah.
None of them are.
Oh, it's an ale?
Yeah,
Grotzer's
an
ale.
For some reason,
Marius has been doing more ales.
Yeah.
Or lagers. So, something interesting about this one is this batch of Cozy Juice, by the way, set a record for me for fastest
jizz time?
Brew day to carbonation. No, fastest brew day to carbonation beer was done.
That's amazing.
Which was 8 days.
Fuck yeah.
So I brewed it. I brewed it on, I'm sorry, 9 days. I brewed it on a Monday night.
Did you put it in the attic?
I brewed it on a Monday night, and then I put the first batch of hops in the primary fermentation 3 days later.
Jesus Christ.
Because of time frames, I then put my second set of dry hops in this quote-unquote secondary. After 5 days.
But was it the
secondary? I bottled it on the seventh day from brewing, and I put it in my garage, which was about 80 degrees, and it actually was perfectly from perfectly carbonated by Wednesday, the ninth day.
So it's cool that you said that.
I don't believe you.
Well, I want to come back to that, but Maurice, it's impossible to not believe him because I did that last year when I brewed 69 for the national.
So carbonated in a day.
So I think carbonation was 2 days, but
yeah, it's 2 days.
I brewed it and bottled it 1 week later.
Yep.
1 week.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
1 week. That's fine. But like,
that's with dry hop. Dude,
carbonation. I mean, that takes some time.
In the summertime, man, you could do it.
Yeah.
Also, so well, I wanted to come back to this because you know what I would like to see you do with this beer?
Please.
First of all, keep this recipe. Don't change it. But it's I would like to see you make variants of this.
Yes, I want to do different hops. Yeah,
keep the base recipe the exact same, and add different hops. I would love to try that.
Well, like how what's that one brewery?
The one Trillium.
Trillium, like how they do
it. It's the same
base,
beer,
same base, different hops.
Yeah, I would love to see you do it because this is a fantastic.
Yeah,
beer.
I wanted to go. So now that I feel like I'm pretty solid on this. I wanted to go because this is Citra El Dorado. I wanted to go Citra Mosaic.
Fuck yeah, dude!
I wanted to try
Equinaut. Use Equinaut.
Equinaut's good. Also, Cashmere with something else.
Vic Secret, bro.
Vic Secret is another one.
Yes, do all of that. Also, start experimenting with doing like other type of stuff with it, like infusing it with pineapples or something. Ooh, like that.
Yeah, I wanted to do a peach version or peach lemon, yeah. But Tim, you were mentioning different variables. So one of the things I wanted to do with this is I completely forgot because I've drunk.
Sweet.
So it's funny that you say that.
No, on this batch, no, you had told me this was the best one I've done or something like that. Mm-hmm. On this batch, this was the first time that I used both malted wheat and flaked wheat.
Okay.
And I thought the color and haziness was more appropriate this time than in past batches.
But it's also less bright. Other times I think it was more bright yellow.
It could be the light coming in.
I also had one version that like was you could actually see through, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? But that was because I kind of filtered too much.
This is awesome. I go to breweries and get New England IPAs, and I don't get
you
this
seek,
color.
You seek this taste, though. Like this is the taste. If I go to a brewery, this is what I want to taste. And a lot of times I order New England, I'm like, man, this isn't very good.
So is it just me, or is Marius wasted?
He's drunk.
Oh.
I love it. I love drunk Marius.
I'm wasted?
I think so.
What,
and
what
I think,
am I doing, though?
I think what I could tell, you just start, like slurring. like you don't like enunciate your words.
Doesn't everybody though?
And then no, like, you do. No, we all do. But I think you do before most people. Like,
and then
like,
he slips.
Because he's a big pussy. So
but
he
then he slips in and out of speaking Romanian, and it's like flawless. It's so awesome. So, on a side note, one of my favorite moments ever is like when you're talking to Marius and he gets a call from his parents. And he instantly has to start speaking a different language. It's the coolest fucking thing ever.
But he won't like even use that language at all around us. It's so
which
weird.
Is, but it's so awesome. Like
well, you guys can't understand it,
right?
No,
unless
I know.
He says shushpula.
Shushpula is a good one. Yeah,
fucking love it.
Shushpula.
So we've been drinking. I will say so. Yes, Marius seems very drunk to me, but.
We drank before the podcast, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, we drank.
We're not
heavily.
Drunk off of the two beers.
I'm drunk
so
before
far.
Gym. That sucks.
Yeah, you are.
That sucks for me.
So one thing that you know I wanted to talk about, and it wasn't even necessarily on this podcast, but it might be a good time to bring it up. But I wanted to talk about different phrases that people use that are like secret codes for being drunk.
Oh.
And, or like blotto.
I'm intrigued.
Well,
by this.
Blotto is one, but that's an actual word that means drunk.
You mean
you know, like
a tell? Like you're saying drunk tell?
No. No, I mean like we have phrases that like you say like hey, I'm fucking drunk, but without saying I'm fucking drunk.
It is like blotto, except it's like made up phrases.
Right? Exactly. Blotto, yeah, okay. but blotto is a real word that means drunk. We have phrases.
Or like I'm sloshed, or I'm like
no.
There
no,
you
no.
go. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll give you one example.
So Tim, do you want to talk about this after the break?
No, fuck a break. Let's just
all right.
Keep
let's
going.
Do this. Let's roll.
Let's plow.
I love
the
it.
Break.
I love plowing.
So
we don't need sponsors.
I love plowing. You know, Marius is drunk. Talking about plowing.
I've never heard Marius say, "I love plowing."
Yeah, I never. Have you ever heard Marius talk about sex?
No, I've always heard him say, "I hate plowing."
I remember for the longest time, like, we would tease him because, like, all of us would talk about, like, butt stuff.
Yeah.
And, well, I hate butt stuff.
And he hates butt stuff.
Well, hates, yeah.
So that, you know, and he just won't talk.
Even outside of butt stuff, have you ever heard Marius ever once talk about sex, ever?
I've never even heard him talk about boobs.
You know what? I'm sorry, Tim. Let me
except
take
for dudes' boobs.
Let me take the gym approach and say, sex is cool, guys.
Well, hey, sex is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, of course.
It is awesome.
Yeah, that's...
So that's your take.
Well, no, it's just saying, like,
great
cool.
Tech, dude.
It's like beer is wet. Like, yeah. Yeah, it is wet.
Well,
yeah.
It's liquid. It's just liquid, man.
Yeah,
it is wet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, he's obviously embarrassed to talk about sex ever in his life, but
Jesus Christ.
Let's get back to this beer.
He's turning red and getting a raging semi.
I actually see a poke. You see that poke?
He's got a raging semi.
There's a poke coming out of his pants.
All right. Anyway, so let's talk about some funny beer phrases that people use.
Drunk phrases.
Well,
or
yeah.
Beer
so
phrases?
Cozy, one that me and you started. It was specifically me and you.
Yeah.
And
go with Christ.
Yeah. Right.
What
so
was it?
Instead
go
of saying,
with Christ.
Yeah, I'm not drunk. Hey, let's go with Christ.
Yeah. So
it's
this,
a weird one.
So this one stemmed from Dog the Bounty Hunter, and also watching the South Park episode about Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah. But he says the phrase "go with Christ" several times. So Tim and I, Christmas in July a few years ago, we're in Put-in Bay, and I don't know. It just kind of started like we're in a shared golf cart with other people, and we're kind of like hanging out with them. We're talking with them while we're riding to downtown Put-in Bay, and they get off, and we just started with like telling people kind of like have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
But we were like, go with Christ. And it and that was our way of saying, go get fucked up, get shit faced, and have a good time.
Hell yeah. So now me and Cozy go, dude, let's go with Christ
right.
tonight, man.
Yeah, and that then we know it's gonna be one of those nights.
All right. So now, having said that, we were at a restaurant, I don't know, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and it was a pizza place. I don't think I should say where it was called or what the place was.
Don't be a talk slut.
I don't want to.
It was local.
It was a local pizza place.
It was an okay pizza place.
Oh, shut all the right. fuck up.
Right.
It's the best pizza place in Cleveland. How
guys,
about
pizza
that?
Is all right.
So anyway, we're sitting at a table. There's like six of us sitting there, and the place was dead, which is very uncharacteristic. The place is usually packed. So the one of the guys that works there, I think he's maybe partial owner or somehow invested in the business. He comes out and he's standing at our table and he's talking to us and he's bullshitting. Just, hey, how's the food, whatever. And then he just basically talked to us for like 15 minutes about
that was pretty cool.
About the place and how they started and all this shit. And he told us about his funny phrase. And it is,
well, he's a guy from New Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Huge Mets fan.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That, so yeah. That, right. I forgot how the story originated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right.
Yeah.
So do you want? Should we say that first?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All
go
right.
Ahead,
so
go
he was listening to a broadcast of a Mets game. Do you remember this, Jim?
Yes.
So
one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes.
Yeah. So Keith Hernandez. He's a legendary Mets player. And he's in a Seinfeld episode, which most people probably know him from. It's with the Magic Loogie. Anyway, he was a guest on one of the broadcasts for a Mets game. And the pitcher was just getting destroyed, right?
Getting hit, yeah.
Just, yeah,
getting
yeah. Hit, yeah. Everyone was hitting everything off of him. And Keith Hernandez said, wow, this guy's getting his tits lit.
That's the greatest shit ever.
So now, this guy at the pizza place, that's his phrase for getting fucked up, is, dude, let's get our tits lit tonight. And then it's like there's several stages of getting your tits lit. It's getting your tits lit is really drunk. But then like the next stage is, dude, my tits are out. Like that's like, dude, I am slammed. Like that is it.
Yeah, dude, was
that's
funny.
Great. I love that.
So another one of our friends has another phrase, which I don't even know what the fuck it means.
I don't think he does either.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think he does, but it's a really funny phrase. You may not know this, and Cozy definitely doesn't know this. Our friend Sean, he's been on the podcast multiple times. He has a phrase that also means you're really drunk, and it's, my ass is in the jackpot.
What the fuck? Does he use that frequently?
My ass is in the jackpot.
Well, just
what does
that
even mean? What,
like, I don't know.
That's he doesn't. He was telling us he doesn't even know. He just uses it liberally with his friends.
My ass is in the jackpot. Yeah.
That's one of those things that, like, you could say, like, certain combinations of words. They don't have to make fucking sense, but people just get it. Like, if I were just randomly to walk up to a stranger that doesn't know and go, my ass is in the jackpot right now.
I feel like
they would be like, this dude's fucked up.
Yeah, right. I think tits are lit is more clear than my ass.
Oh yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, but go with Christ is clear. Like, it doesn't have to be clear. The point is, it's a funny phrase that people use. Like, and it's weird that, like, I feel like every group of friends probably has some sort of phrase.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Well, you know the great thing about us is we have like four or five
heading for the mountains.
Yeah.
Another one.
And then your dad, which obviously we have the Encore podcast sometimes, Blotto.
Yeah.
Like, Blotto, your dad brought out the phrase Blotto.
Right. And now it's
been actually a legit thing you can look up on the internet, like dictionary. It means get fucking drunk.
Right.
And I would love to hear if our fans have their own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is your phrase for getting wasted?
I would love to hear some emails about what they use.
Yeah, it's
going to
be like, I'm sticking my dick in an outlet or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I'm sticking my dick in an outlet.
The funny thing is, that what Cozy just brought up is our dad used to say, like, I'm fucking Blotto, or like, people in our family would say that all the time. I didn't even know that was a real word for like 20 years.
I didn't believe you when you first talked about it.
Dude, I used it like it was just a slang term. I didn't even know it was a real word.
And then we looked it up. It's actually in the fucking dictionary, which is so
blotto.
Weird.
It's not blottoed. It's blotto.
We always said blottoed.
Which I think is funnier, and I still like saying blottoed.
Yeah, way funnier.
It's more real than gabagool.
No, you're a gabagool, man. You're not getting over that.
That's all right.
The more you bring it up, the more it's going to stay.
I mean, I like being a delicious meat. So
I had a gabagool sandwich yesterday. It was fucking amazing.
Dude,
oh, my God. You had a piece of Marius?
You ate my meat? Marius.
Well, we just drank a little bit of Cozy, so.
That's right. That's right. We're fucking cannibals.
A sandwich with a Cozy juice.
Yeah, people were to listen to us, they would think we are fucking cannibals.
Yeah.
I'm eating Marius and drinking myself.
Well, this is weird, like, Christ references. You know, obviously, go with Christ. And you're eating my body and drinking Cozy.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I'm the only one standing.
Yeah, man.
Break off a piece of Jim.
So, send us an email and tell us what your funny phrases are about getting drunk where... You know, it's like a catchphrase or just a term that you use. It's kind of funny to hear all these different peoples. And I didn't even really think about it. So me and Cozy have been saying go with Christ for, I don't know, six, seven years. A long time we've been saying it. And then this guy at this pizza place told us his phrase. And I was like, oh, my God, I gotta bring that up because it's really funny that people have different phrases. So send us your phrases and we'll read them.
Brewly at brewlyboys.com.
Or send it to us on Instagram at Brewly Boys.
Yeah, we might post a picture or two in the next few days. Maybe. You can reply to. You guys want to take a break so we can piss?
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back real quick and just wrap it up. But I don't even know what we're going to talk about, so just listen to it, I guess.
Jim's already left the room. He had to pee so bad.
Yeah. I haven't left him so here, but I got to go.
Oh, he came back.
What did you say?
What are we talking about?
Hi everybody, this is Dudes Dripping Brews.
We have no idea what's going on.
Are back from break. We're almost Blotto Boys level.
It's like if I say, hey, who's doing this when we come back from break? Everyone's like, oh, what? I don't know what I'm
doing. You guys know I'm totally cool fucking talking, but I had no idea. I was like looking at like porn on my phone or something.
Well, good thing you're good with talking because I hear you have a whale of a story to tell us. Whale of a story.
What was the story?
There is poop and fingerprints.
Holy crap. So like several weeks ago, and I feel bad because I've not been on the podcast for a few weeks. I sent a picture to everyone else. So Tim and I have talked.
What picture? No.
We're
going to
get there.
There was no picture.
Tim and I have always shared stories about our place of employment and the really gross poop stories and stuff that happened.
Yeah, I mean, I've been an endless treasure trove of stories of poop from there.
It's notoriously bad, right?
Yeah,
right.
There's so many things we could talk about.
It feels like a third world like bathroom.
It really is. And the cool thing was, I think I mentioned on the last podcast that was on, like people that are like alumni from our company still talk about the horrifying shit that's happened in the bathroom.
You know of people that have left the company and they still like.
It's on Facebook.
This place is the worst bathroom.
it's ridiculous. So,
they talk about bathrooms on Facebook?
No. So someone posted a question. It was an ex-employee. Posted a question about, which actually I'll pose to you guys. Let's do this question.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Since when is it appropriate to go into the bathroom, a public bathroom at the urinal, and just openly blow farts?
What do you mean?
I feel like that's common.
That's
but
very
not,
appropriate.
It's not appropriate, but it's common.
What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna blow your farts if not in the bathroom?
You're at the urinal, you're still farting in your pants.
Well, I'll fart at a urinal, but I try my hardest to make it like silent.
Well, yeah, especially if there's people next to you. But like, if you can't do it at a urinal, like where else?
If there's no one in there, I mean, let it go.
I let them rip.
I feel like it's better to just go in the bathroom and just literally go no reason other than to fart, than sit at the urinal and do it. Like it's just weird. Like you're peeing and then just boom, 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 boom.
Dude,
you know?
Sometimes I have to fart when I'm peeing.
I always have to fart. All right. When I'm peeing.
And then let's combine this with stuff that Tim and I have talked about in the past, where people come in and they're like breathing heavy, like they've just like walked up 90 flights of stairs. They're leaning on the wall, and it's the middle of the day. You're not even fucking
like
drunk.
Hand up, head
on forearm,
and then next thing you know, they're just like.
Are these really,
biggest fucking farts ever?
Are these like obese men, or they're like?
Well, for the most part, yeah.
Cozy, I'm gonna mute these microphones for a second. I wanna say a name, and I want you to confirm if it's the person. Ready? Hold on 1 second. I'm going to mute all these. Give us 1 second, guys.
That's one of them. We'll move past that.
What was the person's name?
I'm not saying
nope.
it.
So here's the cool thing, though.
Yeah, can you
say
it again?
No, sorry. This was not cool. This was the picture that I sent. So there's two stalls. Every floor has a men's bathroom and a women's bathroom. And there's two stalls in the men's. I have no idea how many in the women's.
Tell us the truth.
Why don't you know? Yeah, why don't you know?
I don't know in the fucking women's.
How do you know how many are in the men's?
Because I'm a dude. Because I got a dick. All right. But the far stall on my floor.
In the women's bathroom?
In the men's bathroom.
Okay.
On the door, there are fingerprints.
What do you mean fingerprints?
Yeah, I mean like, hold on, wait.
But not just any fingerprints.
Are you dusting for fingerprints?
Right. So for me saying that, people would think, oh, hey, Cozy's like dusting for fingerprints and he's fucked up. But these are fingerprints that are left behind from people who have poop on their hands.
No.
These are poop fingerprints.
No, my God.
They're
no,
brown.
They're not. That's impossible.
Like a forensic person could like they could go in there and see the fingerprints without dusting.
Jim, I sent the pictures.
Like literally, hold on. So like literally they have like smear of poop on their fingers. And
it's
then
pure
they,
fingerprints. And I mean, you could see the fingerprint. It's not like they're even smeared. They had poop. Cozy alerted me of this. We saw it.
Come on.
They had to have had a lump of shit on their hand, and then they open the door with that hand.
Lump.
It's not even just like they had it's not even like they just like when they're wiping their ass they got like poop thumb or something. You know what I mean?
Poop thumb.
I just
still don't even know
what poop thumb fully means, but like
you know what I mean by
but
that.
But like how?
Come on, you guys. How in real life?
I don't want my ass with my thumb.
In real life does somebody have literally a full amount of poop on their hands? And then touch something where you could see the outline of their fingerprints. It doesn't make sense.
Just the outline. You see the full fingerprint.
But it doesn't make sense.
See, Jim, that's what I thought too. But they work in a fucking jungle. Dude.
It has to be a jungle.
Dude, that place is.
Right. You know what's really, really great about it? Is Cozy works on a different floor than me. So these are different people.
No.
It's not the same person doing it on my floor.
So there's a poop joint guy and a poop fingerprint guy, and they're two different people. It's not just one slob.
Not one slob. It's a lot of slobs.
And I'll tell you guys, these poop fingerprints stayed for a few days.
It just doesn't make sense, guys.
Really? They were on the door, obviously, where like
people
would grab.
How do these people exist in the real world?
I don't get it. I seriously don't get it.
So I'll tell you another thing while we're on this topic. There has been multiple times, and when I say multiple, I mean more than five, where I'm peeing at the urinal, and there's a booger wiped on the wall right in front of the urinal. Like,
I can see that more than
that would
fingers,
make me gag.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everyone picks their nose.
It's a good
only thing is,
it's like a nice crusty one.
Why not like flick it in the urinal or something if you're doing that? Or like
put
you
it
know
on
what
a
mean?
Piece of toilet
yeah,
paper.
Especially right. at your place of employment.
Right. And you wipe it on the wall. And these things stayed there for months.
Yeah.
When I say months,
because who's
going to
fucking touch
it? I'm not exaggerating. Months. See the same booger on the wall.
You got to take a spatula and like.
Oh yeah,
scrape
that
them
thing
off.
Was like part of the wall.
Yeah.
You know.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking gross. Like, ugh. God, people are fucking animals, and I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, part of me though wants to go, what the fuck's wrong with the janitors and the people that clean it? Because, like, the poop fingerprints stayed for almost a week. The boogers, you said, stayed a month.
I would say more than a month.
Is this just because they're so unnatural of occurrences that people just don't see them?
No. No, I don't think so. I think that the people cleaning the bathrooms definitely saw them.
They just left them to like say, fuck these
people.
They're
like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm not cleaning that.
Right.
You know, and they just like sort of hope that somebody else is going to clean it.
Or maybe they would atrophy over time and the boogers would fall off.
I still remember a time when I used to work at a gym. And this person pooped in the men's bathroom, and the turd was so big and it stuck out of the toilet.
No, I'm
not
like
exaggerating.
Like an iceberg.
I have witnesses,
like the Loch Ness monster.
But like at my peak physical condition with like good forearms and stuff.
Wait, you had big forearms?
At one point,
you were in peak.
At one point, this
did you
poop
jack off a lot.
This poop was the size of like your fist. To like your elbow.
No, by the way, Mark,
I'm not exaggerating. I can produce witnesses.
Cozy has very small wrists. And
I really
elbows,
do.
So
I really
he's
do.
Got Donald Trump wrists.
Once upon a time, I mean, I'm fat and lazy now, so whatever. But no, it's kind of interesting to me. Like people have unnatural like poop procedures. It appears. I don't get it.
No kidding.
And there's
man.
This giant bear of a dog. Does this dog have a normal poops?
No, they're just big. Oh, you know, he's a
does he have those giant
dog.
Ass?
He's a beast. He's a good foot rest.
Yeah, he's a nice doji.
Moves.
The birth Moves of
puppy. What
else? I have
going
a very, I have a very large dog. For people who aren't familiar with me,
he's not talking about his dick.
No. I
dog?
Have a very
dog
speak
or hog.
Of it the same way.
A very large dog. He's a German Shepherd. His name is Moose. He's about 110 to 120 pounds.
He's a giant gangster.
Very, very
he's
large big. Dog.
Mostly fur, though.
Well, I mean, there's not more than a few pounds of hair. He's just a big dog. Very tall. He's hanging Mouse. Out in the studio and he's kind of fucking shit up right now, just running around. He's being cute though.
Yeah, he is. I just get a good Snapchat of him.
He's derpy.
He is. He's pretty dumb, but he's a really good friend and good dog.
Nice doggy.
Nice doggy.
That's a nice dog.
So I think we've done good today. We've talked about some good shit.
Yeah, you guys have anything else you want to cover?
Literally shit.
No, we did mention in the last podcast, though, that we are going to do a like a fan meetup for the Cleveland Passport. We still haven't picked dates for that, but we...
Or brewery.
Right. Or, yeah, even not even city or area.
Or
it's going to be Willoughby, I think, right?
It doesn't have to be.
No. There's a few areas we can hit up, but please follow us on our Instagram. I think that's where we're going to post the news.
Yeah, I would think so. Cause
we'll probably talk about it on the podcast before we head out there, too, though, right?
No.
Yeah, probably, but
no,
maybe not necessarily.
We won't say anything.
I don't know. We might be
just
doing it.
Just got to follow us to find out.
We might do it before our next podcast is posted.
That is true.
I don't know. So definitely follow us on Instagram, and if you don't follow us on Instagram, you should do that, and if... you can also email us and we'll get back to you. And hey, recommend us some cool breweries too, because we haven't been to all the breweries in Cleveland, especially on the east side. We've barely been to any of them.
Yeah, east side's like a freaking maze to us.
Thanks,
yeah,
it is it not? Mars, you know it?
No.
It's kind of a weird place, but
it's a city.
Yeah. It's a city,
it's
but
a weird different spot. City.
But yeah, go follow us on Instagram, Brewly Boys. Send us an email, brewly@brewlyboys.com. You guys have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, if anyone out there knows Bob Saget, try to connect us so that we can get him on the podcast.
That'd be pretty sweet. I mean, he's got to come on as Danny Tanner, though, right?
Yeah,
no, he doesn't. He has to.
Bob Saget can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
If he wants to come in here and, like, have sex with Marius, we should let him do it.
Let him do it, man.
I mean, I guess if it's for the podcast. Then.
You do it. All right, Bob.
Danny Tanner's plowing.
Open invitation to my butthole.
Wow.
Terrible.
All right, well.
I think that's a good time to head off here.
Yeah,
I think we're going to have some more beer.
Hell yeah, dude. It's a Sunday night. We're getting blottoed, baby.
Blottoed.
We are getting our tits lit.
My tits are out.
Hey, Tim, let's go with Christ.
Dude, my ass is in the jackpot. All right. Well, yeah, thank you for listening. Again, we're the Brewly Boys, and this is Dudes Ripping Brews. Until next time.
See ya.
Ass!
Anything else?
Oh, I thought we were done.
Oh, I thought we were done, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Talking about shit.
Click the button, dude.